You could read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. Today is the 82nd birthday of Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot, born in Orillia, Ontario in 1938. He has achieved international success in folk, folk rock, and country music, and is credited with helping to define the folk pop sound of the 1960s and 70s. He's often referred to as Canada's greatest songwriter and is known internationally as a folk rock legend. His mother recognized his musical talent early on and schooled him into a successful child performer. His very first public performance was the Irish lullaby Tura Lura Lura in the fourth grade, which was broadcast over his school's public address system on Parents' Day. Not long after that, he began to appear periodically on local radio. He performed in local operettas and oratorios and gained exposure through various music festivals sponsored by the local Kiwanis Club. At the age of 12, after winning a competition for boys whose voices had not yet changed, he made his first appearance at Massey Hall in Toronto. As a teenager, he learned piano and taught himself to play drums and other percussion. His songs, including For Lovin' Me, Early Morning Rain, Steel Rail Blues, Ribbon of Darkness, a number one hit in the U.S. country chart with Marty Robbins' cover in 1965, and Black Day in July about the 1967 Detroit riot, brought him wide recognition in the 1960s. Canadian chart success with his own recordings began in 1962 with the number three hit Remember Me, I'm the One, followed by recognition and charting abroad in the 1970s. He topped the U.S. Hot 100 with If You Could Read My Mind in 1970, Sundown 4 years later, Carefree Highway, Rainy Day People, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald in 1976, and he had many other hits that appeared in the top 40. Several of Lightfoot's albums achieved gold and multi-platinum status internationally. His songs have been recorded by scores of renowned artists such as Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Barbara Streisand, Harry Belafonte, Sarah McLachlan, Eric Clapton, John Mellencamp, Glenn Campbell, The Grateful Dead, The Irish Rovers, and many, many, many more. Lightfoot's talent has been recognized with numerous awards and accolades, including several honorary degrees and the Governor General's Award, Canada's highest honor in the performing arts. In 2012, he received the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal from the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Fellow performers praise his work and point to him as a national treasure. Bob Dylan, another devoted Gordon Lightfoot fan, called him one of his favorite songwriters and, in an often quoted tribute, said, "Whenever he hears a Gordon Lightfoot song, he wishes it could last forever." And as we wish you a happy birthday, sir, we can say that we agree. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 17th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.